The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by me, Bobby Beavers. And today I'm delighted to be joined by John Budden. John, a very good afternoon to you. Firstly, can I just say it's an absolute pleasure to doing the podcast with you for the very first time.
It's a very kind of you to say that, Bobby. It's a privilege the other way around as well. Yeah, I'm pretty well.
Excellent. And what we'll do before we get your selections ahead of Tuesday's racing, I'm very interested to talk to you about what we saw on Saturday, in particularly at Newmarket. If we start first, we'll start with the Zarevich winner. Low Sun won the big handicap on Saturday. Looked a very impressive performance, John.
Yeah, tremendous, really. William Mullins having seven runners in the Zarevich at Newmarket, an absolute forest of them. And Low Sun had run very well in a hurdle at Galway. Odd enough, the second horse got beat on Sunday in that race. But nevertheless, an impressive performance, and well done to William Mullins. The Zarevich was it was an interesting race. I was loyal, of course, and I went for Neil Mulholland's Vis-a-Vis, who ran perfectly soundly.
Yep.
My don't do each way, as you probably know, Bobby, but I therefore backed the Glasgow Warrior at 28-1 to win. My goodness, he ran very well for Jim Goldie. I don't know whether you were interested in him. Probably not.
I was about to say to you, the Glasgow Warrior ran very well. And you mentioned there the Neil Mulholland runner, Vis-a-Vis. He looked the likeliest winner at one point, didn't he?
He did. He ran well, actually. Just couldn't quite produce the pace of the Mullins runners up the final furlong. But he ran well. And the Glasgow Warrior did as well. Finished fifth in the end, ridden by Jamie Gormley, who, you know, I have quite a lot of time for. But he was well drawn, the Glasgow Warrior, at three. And he was nearly last, turning into the home straight, and I'd given up hope, but in fact he got into the money fifth at 28-1. And Jim Goldie's got quite a record in the Zarevich, but not as good as Willie Mullins.
Now, I think the journey home for the Glasgow Warrior from Newmarket back up to Scotland was quite pleasurable, would you say, John?
Yeah, he's done very well, Jim Goldie, this year. He's picked up quite a lot of money, not just win money in big handicaps, but also places. He had to be pleased, actually. The Glasgow Warrior, you know, had run well throughout the summer, but to finish fifth in the Zarevich, close up at 28-1, you can't be upset about that.
Definitely not, indeed. And if we talk about what we saw prior to the Zarevich, we saw a very talented two-year-old colt in the name of Too Darn Hot, and basically the name of the horse just describes him. He is Too Darn Hot. He won the Dewhurst. I suppose the question I've got for you about Too Darn Hot is just how good do you think he could be?
Oh, well, the winter is a crucial factor in my view, Bobby. I mean, he is an outstanding two-year-old. There's no question about that.
Hear, hear.
And he's been ridden extremely intelligently by Frankie Dettori, taught to do his job both in the first two races, and then he got into a bit of a battle in the Dewhurst, but he showed tremendous acceleration, really stunning speed up the final furlong. Some would say he got Frankie Dettori out of a little bit of trouble. That's a bit harsh. I think he was, you know, settled back, and Frankie knew, or hoped he knew, that Too Darn Hot would produce that kind of burst of speed inside the last half furlong, which he did. He was really tremendous. But the question, Bobby, is he's not very big. And will he grow into a strong and a streamlined three-year-old? What do you think about that?
I think, in my opinion, I think we've seen the Guineas winner. I think he'll win the 2,000 Guineas next year. That's my honest opinion. Am I right in saying that even though he's in the Derby market, I think he might be Antipode State favourite for that as well. But am I right in saying, John, that they're not sure if they're going to go for the Derby just in regards to the trip a mile and a half? But I think he'll win the 2,000 guineas. And then it'd be interesting to see, you know, where they go throughout the season. Are they going to step him up to 10 furlongs? So obviously, you'd have to say the Eclipse at Sandown, a mile and a quarter. Will they go for the Sussex at Glorious Goodwood as well? You know, so it's very interesting to see where they go for him. But if I'm being 100% honest, I think he'll win the guineas next year at Newmarket.
Yeah, I think he's got a great chance of winning the guineas. If he's going to win a classic, Bobby, I agree with you. I think it'll be the 2,000 guineas at Newmarket. He obviously acts on the course. He's the sort of animal at two, anyhow, who can produce a devastating burst of acceleration inside that last furlong or so from the dip. And that should serve him in excellent stead for the guineas. I personally think he will not stay a mile and a half, so I wouldn't even consider putting a penny of my ill-gotten gains on him for Epsom. But he could easily, as you say, go on to go for 10 furlongs and the Eclipse will be the obvious one. One just hopes that, you know, he will build up a bit of what I call physical power over the winter because he's been outstanding. I put in a good word, too, for the second horse in that race. You may not realise it, but I'm a biased supporter of Martin Mead. And I've been a supporter of Advertise throughout the summer, and I thought he ran extremely well. But Advertise is a horse, I'm sure, who will be best over 7 furlongs.
Yep.
He might even be capable of winning a really big sprint. But 7 furlongs would be the ideal. I don't think he quite stays the trip. I wouldn't back him for the 2,000. I'm sure he won't reverse the form with Too Darn Hot, but it was a good run.
It certainly was indeed by the second horse Advertise. Now, before the 2,000 guineas and the Eclipse for next year, we do have a racing on Tuesday afternoon, and you have two selections for us. The first one is the 3:05 at Leicester, and what I want to start off by saying, this looks really competitive, John.
It is very competitive indeed,
Bobby. For a Tuesday afternoon at Leicester, with the greatest respect to Leicester as well.
Yeah, and it's you know, a valuable race, and well done to Leicester. They have, in fact, put on a couple of really quite good feature events over their last two meetings. Funnily enough, Leicester, Bobby, is one of the, what I call, original race courses that I have never been to.
You've never been to Leicester?
No, they've never been to Leicester. Shame on me. They're just two. I discount the Forceless and Chelmsford varieties of the last couple of seasons or so, but of the established race courses, Leicester and Yarmouth are the only two I haven't been to, and I can't see myself getting there either.
I've never been to Yarmouth, but what I will say to you, John, is that Leicester is in my top five of favourite race courses to go.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
I can't understand why I haven't been there, but it's just one of those missed out venues. Now, this is a decent race, and we've got Shady McCoy, if we go down from the top, who's running perfectly soundly at the moment, and Ian Williams has his team in tremendous form. Course and distance winner is Shady McCoy, and was third last time out in decent company. It's beaten by Jamie Osborne's Raising Sands at Ascot, but that was a good run, and who knows, he could go quite well. The North have got Harjam in this race. I'm a great follower of David O'Mara and David Nolan riding this one, and it's a possibility. And Harjam was been very consistent throughout the year, but I just felt that he'd probably got a little bit more required if he's going to actually win this race. Then we have a couple of sort of old regulars, Masham Star.
I'm surprised he's running on a Tuesday. Normally runs every Saturday, Masham Star, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely right. And you're quite right too. It's Masham, isn't it?
It's Masham, yeah.
Masham Star, very good brewery, and also quite a good wine company, a Masham. Yeah. So those people might go
here,
there.
Here.
But Masham Star, yeah, a regular for Mark Johnson. I just don't think he's quite good enough for this. That might be a dangerous thing to say. I'm also fairly certain that one or two of the others are perhaps a little outclassed. Brian the Snail, for once, be careful, because he does turn up. Mm. I don't know about Sloan and Shaw, but Brian the Snail does turn up. I thought Lord Oberon needs to be mentioned in this race. Anything yep. trained by Carl Burke at the moment does. Lord Oberon was a very decent second last time out. And the second to Dark Power. Mm-hmm. In quite a competitive race at Haydock. Now, Dark Power, Clive Cox's sprinter, went very close to winning heavy ground at Goodwood on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So the form of that is quite good. But I don't know whether you know, Bobby, but whenever I support a Carl Burke horse, it's something disastrous happens and the other way around. But, I mean, his team have been in really tremendous form. I'm going to go for Graphite Storm in this particular contest. I just feel that Clive Cox has got his team absolutely buzzing at the moment. Mm-hmm. And Adam Kirby came back too with an excellent double at Goodwood on Sunday. And this horse was a sound second to Isomar last time out. And I think that form is good enough. So Graphite Storm is my choice in the 305.
Graphite Stone, then, is the selection for John in the 3:05 at Leicester. Later on in the evening, John, you've gone for the 8:15 at Kempton. It's a Class 2 handicap. A mile is the distance on the Polytrack. What's your selection here?
Yeah, well, they're one or two decent horses very quickly. Sabador's got a chance, finished fourth in the Cambridgeshire last time out. Certainly, Argentello, John Gosden's runner here, must be in with a major squeak, has been either first or third in all his last five, and a winner at Newmarket and third in the Cambridgeshire. Mm-hmm. The one I like, though, is almost certainly going to be Blue Mist. Blue Mist is Roger Charlton. Roger Charlton's horses are going pretty well at the moment. Blue Mist was ridden by Ryan Moore last time out, back down to 9-4 favourite at Ascot, one head in chest. Mm-hmm. He's also a course and distance winner at Kempton, yep. and I see no real reason why he shouldn't build on those two performances and win again. So Blue Mist will be my choice in the 8:15 at Kempton.
So they are the selections from John here. Ahead of Tuesday afternoons and evenings racing as well. Do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio. It's live from 1:10 on Tuesday afternoon. Join me, Bobby Beavers, and I will be alongside Gareth Topham and Andrew Mount.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.